Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoreh Deah, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Beis. And we're up to the paragraph, V'al kein efsher loimar shebishvil zeh hiski Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The paragraphs, it seems, are not numbered. Sorry for the delay this morning. I had the privilege of being on Har HaZeisim. We had a guest here from America, and it was an opportunity to go. And this evening, I hope to be traveling with a group of close friends to Uman for Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hope to represent all of us there, Mirz Hashem, to be a shliach for all of us. We will not have the shir tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll continue, Mirz Hashem, on Thursday morning, Mirz Hashem. I hope that we will have a shir or shirim there in Uman, and they will be recorded and made available, Mirz Hashem. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Nosson Yaakov, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. Rav Nosson Zal continues, this halach is based on chapter 54 in Likudei Moran. V'al kein efsher loimar shebishvil zeh hizkir Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zecher Tzadik Levracha b'maimar anal Malchus Moshiach. We'll be able to understand why Rabbeinu Zal includes the topic of Malchus Moshiach in this chapter of Likudei Moran, chapter 54. Ki kishebir shom inyan ra'ayin she'al yodoy nifkam hazikoroin. Because when Rabbeinu Zal was explaining the topic of ra'ayin, an evil eye, which damages the zikoroin digdusha, we mentioned ula zikoroin b'nei necha, that the memory, the ability to remember what we need to remember, is very much connected to the eyes. Ubir shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explained there, shetzrichin l'sakein hora'ayin, that we have to try to correct this problem of ra'ayin, ayin shom, take a look there in Likudei Moran, v'hatikun, and the way that we repair it, Rabbeinu Zal explained there, is alidei ha'shoresh, by going to the source of this ra'ayin. V'tofas shom inyan ra'ayin shel hisnasus. And Rabbeinu Zal there gave the example of an evil eye of a person who wants to go to a very, very high level, a person who wants to rule over others. Shetikunoi al yidei shoresh hisnasus, whereby the tikun for that evil eye that's coming from this person who wants hisnasus. An example of this would be Haman Harosha, where the Megillah tells us that Achashverosh elevated him, he had wealth, he had power, everybody's bowing down to him, and he has that evil eye, he can't look at Mordechai HaTzadik, who refuses to bow down to him. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there, the solution for this is to go to the Shoresh of Hisnasus, the source of all leadership, Shehu Bechinas Malchus Moshiach, Va'av Sholoim Shepogam Barayin. And Rabbeinu Zal there gives us an example of Avsholoim, the son of Dovra Melech, who had this evil eye towards his own father and wanted to take over the kingdom during his father's lifetime. V'alkein Borach David Mimenu. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there that Dovan HaMelech saw that the Ra'ayin was very powerful at the time and that he couldn't necessarily challenge it. So Dovan HaMelech understood that he had to run away. He left Yerushalayim. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. Vehine lichoira ein lo ze kesher shom b'maimer anal. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you take a look at that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 54, it seems that this topic of Ra'ayin is coming in sort of and not connected that much to the other things in the Torah. V'loma tofas daiko inyan Ra'ayin shel hisnasus. Why is it that Rabbeinu Zal chose specifically this example of Ra'ayin of leadership? Shetikunoi al yidei Malchus Moshiach, of which the tikun for it is the kingdom of Moshiach. Ach al pianal, but based on what we spoke about in the previous shir, yesh lo ze shaychus shom heitev, we can see a very good association. Ki ikar hazikoroin, shehu hagdolas hadas, hu bechinas hisgalus malchus Moshiach. Because when Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there about Zikoro in Dikdusha, about a person thinking about Olam Haba, about our real future, and Rabbeinu Zal telling us that a person has to have their eyes open and see the messages that Hashem is sending us all the time, Rav Nosson Zal says, that's an example of a revelation of the kingdom of Moshiach. Ukishenifgam hazikoron chas v'shalom, and when that zikoron becomes damaged, nifgam bechinas malchus Moshiach, it affects and harms the kingdom of Moshiach. Upegam hazikoron hualidei ra'ayin, and Rabbeinu Zal explains there that what can damage the zikoron is that evil eye. Kemoishim avurashon, v'alkein tofas shom daiko ra'ayin shel hisnasus. And now we understand why Rabbeinu Zal chose this example of the evil eye of one who wants to be the leader, who wants to be over other people. Kimi shepoigem behisnasus shubchinas malchus, hu poigem bebechinas malchus Moshiach, shehu shoyresh hamalchus vehisnasus. Because a person who improperly is looking to take over leadership, to lord himself over other people, that's a concept of Malchus. And that person is challenging and damaging the kingdom of Moshiach, which is the source of all holy kingdom. And therefore the main solution for that is Alidei Malchus Moshiach, by us strengthening the kingdom of Moshiach. And when we do that, when we strengthen the kingdom of Moshiach, that's how we repair any damage that's caused by this ra'ayin of evil people who are looking to be leaders. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shepigam ra'ayin shel isnasus, shal yodoy nifgam hazikoron anal, who pegam malchus Moshiach kanal, that the damage that's caused by a person who has this evil eye and wants to be a leader, which is what damages that zikoron dikdusha, it also damages the kingdom of kedusha, the kingdom of Moshiach. V'alkein tofas daiko pegam ra'ayin shel hisnasus, and that's why Rabbeinu Zal selected specifically this example of ra'ayin regarding leadership. Ki pegam ha-hisnasus upegam ha-zikoroin heim bechina achas. Because the damage caused by one who's not really deserving, not qualified to be a leader, and has this ra'ayin towards the true leaders and wants to take over the leadership, which is also a pegam in the zikoroin of kedusha. We know Rabbeinu Zal in the story of the seven betlers, when he speaks about the first betler, we see there that one of the things that defines the greatness of a tzaddik is how good his memory is, how far back he's able to remember. Those that are familiar with the story know that over there the betler said, I remember everything that all of you remember, and I remember nothing. He had the highest level of zikoron dikdusha. And we know that usually what causes people to forget is time. As time goes by, a person gets older, they forget things with age. As time goes by, the person remembers what happened yesterday, a few days ago, a few years ago, but you expect me to remember what happened 20 years ago or 50 years ago? And the more, the higher the level of tzaddikim, they are able to remember. By them, there is no time. The concept of what's written about Moshiach, Hashem says, Beni ato, ani hayom yiladeticha. You are my beloved son. I gave birth to you today. Moshiach is all about his chachas, brand new every single day, like a newborn baby, never aging, never getting old in a harmful way, in a negative way, in a way that it would weaken the zikoron. Validezeh shenistaken pegam horayin nistaken hazikoron. And by correcting the damage, the harmfulness of the ra'ayin, we also improve and correct the zikoroim, va'azai nezgat el hadas, then the person's awareness of Hashem and recognition of Hashem also becomes greater, va'azai nezgale malchus digdusha boilam, and then the holy kingdom is revealed in the world, b'chinas malchus Moshiach kanal, nimtza shehein b'china achas. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I've showed you how these all go together. The union of zikoroim, and the ra'ayin that opposes the zikoroim, and the kingdom of holiness, the malchus of kedusha, versus the hisnasus of those people who have ra'ayin. V'hovein, and understand this well. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, nachzor linyan, let's go back to our topic. Nimtza, sheshmiras hazikoroim, shehu hagdola sadas. Rabbi Nizal over there in the beginning of that chapter, Likut Imran, ties together this concept of zikorin digdusha, remembering and realizing that the whole purpose of our time in this world is to prepare us and make us worthy of the next world, Olam Haba, and that a Jew could be living in this world and feeling, experiencing a taste of Olam Haba, like Shabbos, or when a person is close to tzaddikim, the tzaddikim are living Olam Haba in a sense, meaning they're always conscious of the future. And this Shehu Hagdola Sadas, this is an expansion of the consciousness of a person who Bechinas Malchus Moshiach, Malchus Digdusha, Ushmiras Hazikoroin, Hualidei Hachnoas Hamedame, Kemoishim Avursham. And Rabbi Nizal goes on to explain later in that chapter on Likut Imran that how do we protect our zikoroim? How do we keep it pure? That we should be able to remember what we need to remember. In order to do it, we have to be machmiya the ra'ayin. That was first step. And then Rabbi Nizal said, even when there's no ra'ayin, that's not enough. We have to also be machmiya the medame. Medame means where a person could be fooled into thinking something is what it really isn't. Something that looks similar to something else, but it's not. Kemoy Shemavur Shom, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. V'achnoas hamedame tzrichin letaher moed be'es gizas hatzoim. And now Rabbi Nosson Zal tells us, this avoida of being machmiya the medame, we have to really work on that, especially at the time that we're shearing the wool from the sheep. Ki ikar hagiza hulasois levushin mehatsemer. Because the main reason why we're removing this wool from the sheep is to make clothing out of the wool. Sheyenase migiza satsoin levushe odom. So that we're going to be making clothing for human beings from this wool. Shehem bechinas das. And human beings and clothing of human beings represent das, bechinas makifin. We know that when we speak about das, there's the das that's inside of a person's brain, that which I know already and I understand already, and then that which I don't know yet is called makifin or levushin. Makifin means things that surround the person, or like clothing, the clothing of a person that encircles the person. Utsrichin lahaloi sulesakein hagiza mebchinas hamedamanal. And we have to see to it to elevate and perfect that wool that we're shearing to take it out of medame. Kihem hoyugedelen al behema. Because this wool was growing on an animal. Shehi bechinas medame. And Rabbi Nizal tells us always that the animals are medame. They are the ones who don't have high-level intellect like human beings, they have medame, they have the ability to associate things, to compare things that are similar to each other. This concept of medame. Utsrichin logo is hatsemer, and we have to cut off the wool, separate it from the behema, ulaha aloiso mibchinas behemias, lebchinas levushi odom, and to elevate it from animal to human garments. Shehim bechinas chaluka derabonon. This term that's used in the Gemara, Sifrei Kabbalah, of the special garments of Talmidei Chachamim. ki ikar hatikun vabiru shel hamedame, hual yidei shemachnien ruach habehemiyis, umalen mebechimas behemo l'odom. Because the main solution and refinement of medame is when we are machnia, the animal instinct, and elevate from animal to human. We rise up from the status of behaving like an animal and to becoming acting like a true human being. Kimavur leil kamapomim, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, as we've discussed this many times, ubishvil zeh hoyu ha'ovois royet soim. This explains why our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Dovra Melech, were all shepherds. Kedei levarer hadas mehamedame. In order to refine and elevate the das from the status of medame, kedei legalois malchus digdusha, and thereby reveal the holy kingdom, shenizgale rak alidei hagdolas hadas, which is only revealed and established through this expansion of das. The pasuk says, when Moshiach comes, ki molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem kamayim le'am echasim, the world will be filled with recognition of Hashem. Ubishvil zeh hayu ha'avos royei tzoin, this is why they were shepherds, kedei levarer hadas mehamedame, in order to refine the das from that category of medame, kedei legalos malchus digdusha, shenizgale rak al yidei hagdolas hadas, bechinas zikoroin, shezoichin al yidei birur v'tikun hamedame. V'al kein nemar b'dovid, and this is why we find, especially from Dovid HaMelech, who is the Malchus of Kedusha. From him, he was the one who discovered the site of the Beis HaMikdash. His son Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and from them will come forth Moshiach. Therefore, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Me'achar olois hevioi, Hashem brought Dovid HaMelech from behind the nursing sheep, Lirois be'Yakov Amoi, to be the shepherd for Hashem's nation, the Jewish people. Ki Malchus, the Gemara says that Hashem saw Dovid HaMelech's patience and his kindness that he showed towards the sheep, in seeing to it that the older sheep, the weaker sheep, were fed first, etc. And that's how Hashem declared him to be the one worthy of being the shepherd for Klal Yisrael. Ki Malchus David hu Malchus Moshiach. The kingdom of Dovid HaMelech is the kingdom of Moshiach. Shenizgale alid, we say, Bayoim hahu yihya Hashem echod u'shemoy echod. The last letters of echod, Ushemoi Echod, spell David. That's the kingdom of Dovid HaMelech, the kingdom of Moshiach. Shenizgale alidei hachnuas hamedame kanal, which is revealed when we're able to suppress and defeat the medame. Shezocho David lozeh alidei shehoyo royet soim. And Dovid HaMelech was zocher to be involved in defeating the medame by the fact that he was a shepherd. V'zocho lehachmiya hamedame ulevayer hadas, and he was zocher thereby to lower the medame and to refine and improve the das. V'alkein beYaakov shehoyoroyet soin beveis lavon kama shonim, and therefore, regarding Yaakov Avinu, who took care of Lavan's sheep for years, hakol kedei levarer hadas mehamedame. And why was he involved in that? He was involved in refining and elevating the das from the state of medame to the state of Odom. Shehu bechinas lovon ho'arami, lovon the crook, lovon the trickster. Shehu bechinas hamedame, lovon is medame. He's the one who made believe he was a good guy, a nice person. Ki hamedame hu bechinas chaloim v'sheino. Because we know that one of the forms of medame is when a person is asleep and they're dreaming. A dream looks real. It looks like it's mamish alive, but it's not. Ki hamedame hu bechinas chaloim v'sheino, shehu bechinas loshen targum, which Rabbi Nizal tells us in chapter 19 in Likud Imran, that's like the language of Aramaic, Shehu bigematria tardema, kemavur makam acher. The term targum is bigematria tardema, which means a deep sleep, which is when a person dreams, as Rav Enazal expounds on this in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. Veloshin targum huloshin arami. Targum is Aramaic. That's lovan ho arami. Sha'al yodoy hoyo hisgabrus lovan ho arami. That's where lovan ho arami was able to draw power from targum, from that intermediate language between Loshin Kodesh and the languages of the Goyim. Alidei bechinas hamedame, through that power of medame, bechinas tardema, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And this is why Yaakov Avinu, when he spoke about the time that he spent living with Lavan, he said, "Vatidad shnosi meyenoi, I refrained from sleeping. I kept sleep away from my eyes." Ze bechinas hachnoas hamedame. This shows that Yaakov Avinu was involved in defeating the medame, shehu bechinas sheina v'tardema, which is especially related to and strong during sleep. V'alkein kishehigia ho'eis sheyetze Yaakov mibeislovon, and therefore, when the time came for Yaakov Avinu to leave the house of Lavan, nemar shom, the Torah says there, V'lovon holach ligzois tzoinoi. Lavan was going to shear the wool from his sheep. V'oz daiko boroch Yaakov. And that's the moment that Yaakov took to run away from Lavan. Ki oz be'ez hagizo, oz yochoy lehizgaber hamedame kanal. Because at the time that we're shearing the wool off the sheep, that's a time when the power of medame could become strong, chas v'shon. And because Yaakov Avinu understood that he had finished what he could do, he didn't want to do any more birur, any more refinement in the house of Lavan. Ki lakol esuzman, because everything has a time when it can be done and should be done, and a time when it cannot be done. Alkein huchrach levroyach be'ez she'ol Lavan ligzay Sinai. That's why Yaakov Avinu had to run away when Lavan was going to shear the wool from his sheep. Kedei shelo yizgaber hamedame chas v'shon ayudei gzizas Lavan kanal. So that the forces of medame shouldn't become stronger as a result of Lavan being the one to shear the wool from the sheep. V'alkein lehefech ayudei gzizas hatzoin shel Yehuda. And therefore we find on the opposite end of the spectrum that when Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu, from whom David HaMelech would come from whom Moshiach will come from, when Yehuda was going to shear the wool of his sheep, al yidei zeh nizgale malchus Moshiach, that led to the revelation of the kingdom of Moshiach, kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says there, vayal Yehuda al goyzezei tzoinoi, Yehuda went up to go shear the wool from his sheep. Va'oz noilad shalsheles Moshiach. And that's when he met Tamar, and that's when he had relations with Tamar, from which came forth Peretz and Zorach, which led to Boaz and Rus and Moshiach. Kal yidei gezizas Yehuda hichnia hamedame ubir hadasknal. Because when Yehuda was shearing the wool off the sheep, that was a time of subduing, suppressing the medame, and refining the das. Validei hagdolas hadas nizgala malchus Moshiach. And when we elevate and expand the das, that reveals the kingdom of Moshiach. We'll just finish the halacha and we'll take questions. V'alkein kishemorad novel bedovid. And therefore, the Navi tells us towards the end of Shmuel Aleph that when David HaMelech was already appointed as king by Shmuel HaNavi, but Shaul HaMelech was still alive and was still chasing him to kill him, at one point, David HaMelech had an army of men with him, and they needed food. And they had provided protection for Novel. Novel was a wealthy person who had thousands of sheep and very wealthy, and Dovan HaMelech and his men had protected them and helped them. And then when Dovan HaMelech sent messengers to ask Naval to give some food for his people, Naval said, "I don't know you. Why should I give you anything?" So when Naval rebelled against Dovan HaMelech, Hoyogam Kein Hamaisa Be'ez Shegozas Tzoinai. The story takes place when he was going to shear the wool of his sheep. Kimavur Shom Bemikra, as it says there in Shmuel Aleph, chapter 25. V'chein kishemorad Avshalom Ba'aviv. And so too when Avshalom staged a rebellion against his father Dovan HaMelech, Nishtal Shel Hamaisa Gam Kein Alidei Gzizas Tzoinai. The whole story evolves when he's shearing the wool of the sheep. As it says there, Hine goizizim lavdecha. They are shearing the wool of your servant. Kiheim rotsu limroid b'malchus David. Because these two were rebelling against the kingdom of Dovan HaMelech, shehu malchus Moshiach. V'rotsu lehizgaber alidei b'chinas hamedame. And they wanted to try to gain power from Medame, Shemizgaber Be'ez Gizas Hatzoyin Kanal, which becomes powerful at the time of shearing the wool from the sheep. Ki Oz Daika Be'ez Hagiza Tzrichen Levarer HaMedame Kanal. Because it's then when we're shearing the wool of the sheep, that's an opportunity to make a tikkun for the Medame. And if we're not making the tikkun for the Medame, then the Medame becomes stronger, the negative aspect. And if a person is not refining the medame by taking that first wool and giving it to the kohen, sanctifying it, and making clothing for talmidei chachamim, azai adaraba, then the opposite happens. Yuchal lehizgaber oz hamedame chas v'shalom. The forces, the negative forces of medame, can become stronger. And this is the explanation behind these stories regarding Naval, Avshalom, which the Torah happens to mention, were all taking place during the time of the shearing of the wool of the sheep. And this is the concept of those first wool shearings that were required to give to the Kohen, in order to thereby subdue and suppress and weaken the negative aspects of Medame through the Kohen, who is the Isha Chesed, the Chacham, as we explained in the beginning of this halacha, the Kimavur B'maimar Anal. And as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Emran, in chapter 54, speaks about the Kohen. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter well to get a clear understanding of this halacha. Baruch Hashem. Question regarding hischachus, making a new beginning every day. Bahashkocha, this Shabbos was Parshas HaChodesh. We read Parshas HaChodesh, and it was Shabbos Mevorchim of the new month of Nisan. And there's a chapter on the Likutei Moran, chapter 70, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. And he says, Rosh Chodesh is a concept of being Mechadesh, the Rosh, of renewing the head, the leader, the leadership. That Rosh Chodesh is a time of renewal for the leadership. And especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Rosh of all months. It's the first and leader of all the 12 months. That's a time of this renewal, this is chachus. We know that the Jewish people, we define time by months, and a month is called a chodesh, because of the fact that the moon, which is what represents the Jewish people, we see the moon goes through a renewal every month. The first half of the month, it starts out very small, but it keeps growing and growing until the 15th of the month when it's at the top, when it's complete. And then from the 16th on, it becomes smaller, 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 till just about disappears and comes back anew. And this is a message for us. When we speak about the Malchus of Mashiach, every single Jew has a part of that Malchus. The Pasuk says, Yisroel Mam Shaloisav, the Jewish nation is the kingdom of Hashem. And just like Moshiach, the Torah praises him regarding this Ani Ayom Yeladeticha, that he looks at every new day as his birthday, being born anew every day. This is a message for us that in order for a person to be happy, in order for a person to be able to use their time properly and to have enthusiasm, to have life, a person has to have this feeling of new every single day. I make a bracha in the morning, Hamachzir Neshamos Levkar Emesim, that when I went to sleep, sleep is a form of death, a 60th of death. And getting up in the morning is revival, renewal. Question in the chat, it seems that a very important time to expand one's das and clarify the medame is at the time of shearing the wool from the sheep. What other special times can we access today? In that chapter, Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal speaks about, actually in the Likut Halachos, in the first halacha of Hilchas Chanukah, Rabbi Nosson Zal speaks about Chanukah as being a time of Biror HaMedame. The term Medame is Bigimatria Chanukah, exactly, the word Medame. And again, the word Chanukah means Chinuch. Chinuch means renewal, Chanukah Sabayis, a new beginning, this concept of a new beginning. Anytime, Reish Sagez, we said it's because it's the first shearing of the wool, that's what makes it a prime opportunity, you know, for this doing battle against the Medame and the Behemius. Each and every one of us has this battle inside of us between the Behema and the Adam. The Behema is the body, the Adam is the Neshama, the soul. And each time a person sees to it, that the body is serving the soul, is subservient to and serving the soul, that's an example of being Machnia the Medame, this concept of being Machnia the Medame. And Rav Nosson Zal stressed here, what Rav Nosson Zal says there, that wherever there is Hagdolas Hadas, wherever the person's das is becoming greater, an expansion of the das, and the zikaron digdusha is becoming greater, that's the revelation of the Malchus of Mashiach. Shabbos is an example of this. We say zochor es yoyim haShabbos lekatshoy. Shabbos is an example of zikaron digdusha. When we're thinking of Olam Haba, we're not involved in all the work of the 6 days of the week, the Olam Haza of the 6 days of the week. We're going to a higher place. Shabbos is an example of this. When a person comes to the tzaddik is this zikaron digdusha, he's the hagdola sadas. We come to the tzaddik in order to be able to, for the tzaddik to help us be machnia, the medame inside of us, and elevate the Adam. We'll start the next halacha, halacha gimel. Vereshes gez tzoncha titen li. Hashem says, give the first shearing of wool of your sheep to me. And titen loy, give to him, to the kohen. Ki boy bochar Hashem alekecha mikol shvotecha, because Hashem has chosen Shevet Levi out of all the tribes and the Kohanim within Shevet Levi, lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, to stand and serve in the Beis Hamikdash in the name of Hashem, hu uvonav kol hayomim, the Kohen and his children for all days. Al pi amaymer ki marachmim yenagim b'simen zayim. This next halacha will be based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran. Ayin shom kol hamaymar. Look over that entire chapter. Ukvar huva ze amaymar kam apomim. Rav Nosson Zal says, I've already discussed that chapter many times. Vaklal in yonenu. However, to summarize what Rav Nosson Zal says there in that chapter that's related specifically to us, Shahatzadik Hador Tzorich Lahashir Hashora Achrov. The leading tzaddik of the generation, when he leaves the world, he rises up to a very high place. But Rabbi Nizal says there, that's not enough. That's not Shlemus. Shlemus is that even when he's going up to that very high place, He still has a foothold down here. Like David HaMelech said, Agura ba'aholcha oylamim. Hashem, allow me to live in your tent in worlds, plural, in both worlds at the same time. How does he do that? By leaving behind some of his das in this world. Lehoir bebonim v'talmidim. By the tzaddik shining his das, his knowledge, his wisdom, his emuna, into his children and his students. Ki ho'ikar ho'rachmonis hu lahamshich hadas bo'ilam. Because that's the greatest act of kindness that a person could possibly do for people in this world, is to give them das. Lo das ki Hashem shalit boretz. Which das? Recognition of Hashem, that Hashem is the ruler of the world. Ulahoitzies Yisrael me'avoinois. And thereby, take the Jews out of sin, shehem ruach shtus, which are the result of foolishness, silliness, hepech hadas, which is the opposite of his das. And Rabbein Azal says there that this does not just apply to the tzaddik, v'chol odon tzorech lasek bozeh. Every single person has to be involved in this, in sharing their das, sharing, sharing, sharing their das with their children, with students. And the more that a person gives of their das to other people, to children and students, the person who does this, that person receives new knowledge, things that they didn't understand before, things that were makifin to them, they were outside their head, like a halo around the person's head, go inside the head. The more a person empties their brain into other people, they share their knowledge of Torah, of Hashem with other people, the more by emptying out their brain in that way, they're able to absorb new makifin, to receive higher and higher levels of Torah, of understanding of Hashem. Gam, in addition, ze hachocham anal shezrich lahamshich hamakifin tzorech leida eze makifin shu tzorech lamshicham ve'eze makifin shein tzorech lamshicham. Even the tzaddik, the greatest tzaddik, who is zeche to these makifin, has to know to be careful. There's a danger involved. There are certain makifin that he's allowed to receive and absorb, and there are certain makifin that he's not allowed to, that could be harmful. Shezeh b'chinas siyog lachochma shtika. And this is what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that a fence around knowledge and wisdom is silence. Shetzorech lasoi siyog ledvora velishtoik lefomim. A tzaddik, a great Talmud Chacham, has to know sometimes to put a fence around his words and to be quiet, not to respond to certain questions. Kedei shelo yichnois b'hamakifin shem lamala miyazman. So that he doesn't chas v'sholem enter into a level of makifin that's above this world, that's above the concept of time. Our world is defined by time, the beginning of creation, day one, day two, night and day, darkness and light. He shouldn't go into makifin that are above time. She'ein hazman maspik levayr hakushis vatirut mishon, whereby the time in this world is not enough to be able to answer it and explain the questions and answers that are on that level of makifin. Kihem lemala me'ezman. Those makifin are above the concept of time. And then Rabbein Azal goes on to speak about the topic of the holiday of Chanukah. Bechinas lahatzil ponim mishomen, to light up one's face from oil, velechem levaven ashisod, and to be satiated with bread. Rabbein Azal there has a whole discussion showing the connection between this high-level das and parnosa, shefa, bread. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran well to have a solid introduction to this halacha. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas reishis hagez shetzrichen liten lakoyhen. And with this, we'll understand this mitzvah of giving the first shearings of the wool of the sheep to the kohen. Ki gizas hatzoin dahinu hatzemer hulevushim. Because what we're shearing off the sheep, this wool, is garments. It's used usually to make clothing. Ki oisin me'atzemer levushim. V'chol ha'levushin heim nimshachim mibichinas makifim. And all of our clothing, our garments, draw from the makifin, which is like a garment surrounding the brain. Besoin ha'chashmal, as the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to the secret of chashmal. Chashmal refers to a very high level light. And chashmal is bigematria malbush. Malbush means a garment. So these makifin, this very high level knowledge, is also referred to as a garment. V'alkein kishegoizes in atzoin, and therefore when we shear the wool off the sheep, shezebechinas levushin, which is these garments, shezebechinas makifin, shezeich alahasig, which refers to those makifin which we are able to understand, shemehem nasin levushin lahaneshama, from which we make garments for our neshama, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kivosim lilvushecha, sheep to provide clothing for you, k'mashadosh rabbi seinasal, and as the Gemara says in Chagiga, Dvorim Shehem Kiv Shoinoi Shaloilam, those secrets which are in the highest realm of the world, referring to the deep secrets of the Torah, referring to these makifin, Ki Kol HaMakifin Shemasigin, because all of the makifin that we do get to understand, Dahainu Shezoichen Lohovin Ulahasik, Chidushe Oraisa, Mashaloihoi Mevin Metchila, those parts of the Torah that we didn't understand previously, and now we do get to understand them, Mizeh Nasin Levushim, that becomes the garments of the Talmud Chacham, Bechinas Chaluka Derabonam, the term that's used in the Gemara, the special garment of the rabbis. Vizeh Bechinas Gizas Hatzoin, She'oisin Mehem Levushim, this is the concept of the wool that we shear off the sheep, from which we make garments, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Navi, that the Torah is compared to Ukerochel Lifnei Goizizeho, like a sheep right before the wool is about to be shorn off. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinus Ala Al HaTorah Shebalpeh. Our rabbis tell us that this is alluding to the oral Torah, She Goizizin Mimeno Halachos, from which we are constantly shearing off new Halachos. Dahainu chidushei Torah, new revelations of Torah. Bechinas hasogas hamakifin anal. Shehim bechinas levushin hanas mikizas semer. These are the makifin, which are these garments that are made from the wool that we shear off. Ki tzemer hu bechinas tikunei dikna. Because wool represents an incredible high level of spiritual light, which the Arizal refers to as the tikunim of the beard. Bechinas hanoisein shelek katzomer. The pasuk says Hashem provides snow like wool. Bechinas min hameitzar korosiko. And as the pasuk says, I cry out to Hashem from my constriction. And the Arizal says that meitzar is the letters tzemer. V'chol hamakifin anal nimshachem mebechinas zokin shebikdusha. And all of these very high-level lights that are called makifin, they come from the holy elder. Zokin means beard, and zokin means elder. Shehu zikna, which is the concept of old age. Arichus yomim v'shonim, long life. Shehu shoyresh kol hamakifin, which is the source of all of these makifin, shekulam nimshachem misham. All of them come from that place, that high holy place that's referred to as atik, old age, ancient, zokein. Shehu bechinas oilam haba, which is also referred to as the future world, shehu oilam shekula yoruch, which is called the place of real longevity, long life. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that this halacha is based on. However, it's impossible for us to draw these garments, these makifin, which are represented by this wool from the sheep, without the help of the tzaddik, the rabbi of the generation. Shehu Meir Hadas Bebonim V'Talmidim. He is the one who shines das into children and students. Shehu Zoyche L'Hamakifin Hu Elyoinim. He's the one who Zoyche to the highest level Makifin, Bechinas Arichas Yomim V'Shonim, that are referred to as this long life, this Zikna. V'rak Hu Yochoy L'Hamshech HaMakifin Al. He is the only one who is really qualified and able to bring down these high level Makifin. And he's also the one who really understands which makifin are okay to bring down and which ones not. There are things that were forbidden to reveal, and we have to be silent. Even if we know it, we're not allowed to share it with others. This fence, this protective fence around Chochma, which is silence. And this is why the Torah commands us to give that full first wool shearing to the Kohen. Ki ha-Kohen hu kol mi-ben v'talmid. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that the Kohen is a combination of the son and the student. As the Pasuk says, in speaking about the Kohanim, Lehoiroi says B'nai Yisrael, that they are the ones who are going to teach the Jewish people, which means that we are all their students. And also Lehoiroi says Miloshin Heiroyon, Rabbeinu Zal says, to give birth, pregnant, to be pregnant and give birth. That's the children, as Rabbeinu Zal says there. Ki ha-koyin hu bechinas ha-tzadik v'horav shebedoyer shemeir beben v'talmid. The koyin represents the tzadik of the generation who shines into the son and the student. Kama shekosuv, as it says, ki sifsei koyin yishmeru das v'toyre yivakshem ipiyu. From on the lips of the koyin are found das and seek toyre from his mouth. V'dosh Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara says on that, im horav doime le'malach Hashem tzvokois. If the rabbi is like, because the pasuk finishes there, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu, because he is like a divine angel. The Gemara says, if your rabbi is like a divine angel, learn from him. So we see the kohen represents this tzaddik hador. V'alkein mi sheroitze logois tzoinoi. And therefore, a person who wants to shear off the wool from the sheep, meaning, v'roitze lahamshech levush indikdusha, the person wants to draw upon themselves holy garments, shein bechinas makifin, which is this high-level knowledge, tzorech litein reishis hagez l'koyin. The person must make a connection with the tzaddik. He has to give the first wool shearings to the koyin. Ki i'efshe lahamshech halavushin bechinas makifin, shemir hezgizas atzoyin, kim alidei hakoyin. Because it's impossible for us to receive these makifin, these levushim, properly without the kohen. Shehu bechinas hatzadik shebedoyer, who represents the tzadik of the generation, shekolo miben v'talmid, who is a combination, he has the das that's needed for both the ben and the talmid. He's the only one who's really qualified to bring down these makifin, behinas levushnanal, these garments. Any questions, please? We'll hold it over here for now. Mi'etz Hashem will be continuing the shiur on Thursday morning, Mi'etz Hashem. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. And a wonderful Erev Rosh Chodesh. We have Yom Kippur Katan, and this Rosh Chodesh is like a Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says it's Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. It's a very special time. Hashem should help that all of us should take advantage of these days, these special days, and be zeicha to see the true melech of Klal Yisrael, the melech HaMoshiach, take over the leadership. All the false leaders and improper leaders should be removed and replaced by the truly worthy leaders, the kohanim, the tzaddikim, with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Amen.
Yeah. There will, we will have the Chaim Aran share this afternoon for those who are able to join us at 4:30 Eretz Yisrael time. It's a shame.